We are going to take a journey. We are going to go where it's cooler and less humid for the next 30 minutes, and we're going to talk about Anchorage, Alaska, and our missions trip up there. Our devotions were based on primarily on Ephesians and what the different attributes were of a servant's heart. A very good study. And Josh is going to tell us about our travel up and back.
Well, we left Friday night at about midnight, and then we went stopped in Chicago, and then we went from Chicago up to Anchorage, and there were some pretty cool glaciers and mountains we flew over, and we got a lot of pictures of that. And what time did we land in Anchorage?
Oh, I don't know.
We were so messed up from the... We lost pretty much a night of sleep going down. Well, I didn't. I slept through most of the flights. But going down and coming back, most of us lost about a night of sleep each. So now this picture here was taken about 8:30 at night. We left, I think, 7:30 to go hiking up a mountain trail. We left about, or we got there about 7:30, and we were done about 11:30. But it's pretty neat. They only have about 4 hours of the sun being down, and even then it's only like, it's never like pitch black, it's like dusk. Yeah. This trail was only about a mile and a half long, but there were some foothills, but then it got really rocky. You pretty much had to use your hands and feet for the last part. Some of us didn't go all the way up. There's a halfway point, and it's right there. Dad was towards the end of the group going up, but he got some good pictures. Some of the pictures are a little fuzzy because occasionally a low altitude cloud would come by, which was kind of cool because when we got up to the mountain, we were in the clouds a bit. There's Dad and Mom just making their way up, slow but steady. Yeah, and there you can kind of see that's from pretty close to the top where everything is. Here's a picture of me, Andrew, and Lillian. There's a little flagpole at the top. A bunch of people got pictures with that, standing by the top. I think there's Dylan on the left, and then on the right, we just got a cool shot of the flag overlooking the bay and Anchorage. There's Alexis standing by the flag. There are some higher mountains back behind us, but yeah, that one was, we started at about 2,500 feet and climbed up to about a little past 3,500. It's pretty cool. And then going down was tricky because if you tripped or fell, you'd be gone a little bit. You had to be real careful going down or you could get hurt. I think it was one of the guys was telling us occasionally they have to helicopter lift somebody out of there. They get hurt. And there are some steps going up and down, which I don't know if that was better or worse, having the steps. Not sure if you can see it too well, but there's just Anchorage. And then the bay in the background. Sunsets were pretty. It's pretty cool. And then we did another trip, or a hiking, little hiking adventure. We went to a glacier, on a glacier trail. We stopped by, and there are actually some spots along the cliffside on the one highway where you could get water from the glacier. So we all got a bunch of that. But it's really cool going over to the glacier because it was like 65 degrees out, but there's still this huge pile of snow.
One highway that goes down from Anchorage all the way to Portage Glacier, then it continues on to Seward. On our day off on Friday, we went to Seward, and those slides are coming up later. This is our group. We stopped a little bit after where we got the glacier water at Birds Point. The scenery was just awesome. I mean, the mountains were all different, beautiful. For me, anyway, I just kind of like walking around with my mouth open going, but anyway, so we got some awesome pictures. Hannah and Lexi there at Birds Point, and then Maddie and I are walking up to Glacier Portage Glacier. This is looking downstream from Portage Glacier. There on the right, you can see the glacier. I think there's another slide of it coming up. And there on the left, we're standing on snow. That's the snowpack at the bottom of the glacier. Here's the view that we had at the top of the trailhead. Just spectacular. I mean, it was amazing. Here we are in shorts, playing on the snow, looking at a glacier in Alaska. On the right is the view up the stream from the glacier, and on the view on the left side is downstream. And then this is looking back down. You can see our group on the snow pack right there, just a bunch of little ants. They're playing on the snow. Here's a closer shot of that. But the snow was a little dirty, but it's been there for years, I guess. You know, and it's pretty thick right there. It's its own little mini glacier, lots of little nooks and crannies to explore and look at. But here we are in July in shorts on a snowpack by a glacier. Here's our group shot back down the valley. We did this on Sunday afternoon after the church service at the church where we stayed at Jewel Lake Community Church of Nazarene. The water was so clear. This picture, I do have a little reflection from the camera, but in person, you can't tell there's water there. It's so clear. It was really amazing. This is our group now at New Hope on the Last Frontier. That's the name of the mission, the homeless outreach. There in downtown Anchorage, we're about a 10-minute walk from the big buildings, the big downtown buildings. And here's where we spent the week working. We did all kinds of things from worship services to feeding the homeless to eating and talking with the homeless. Pastor Adam has added recently a financial class to help them. You can see their mission statement here, but lots of different things going on there. The worship service was Saturday afternoons. We did one right as we got there, and we did one right before we came home. We participated in that service. The work we did on the building itself, we completely gutted and redid two bathrooms into the plumbing in the wall because it was old plumbing and it wasn't working too good with us. We captured Noah on film doing some work, so that made the trip worthwhile right there. I like to pick on him. Now he's sitting on the toilet, so we got a little work out of him, but it didn't last long. But no, we did all kinds of things. There's a picture of one of the bathrooms. We hadn't added the seat yet, but the men's and women's restrooms, that's what they looked like when we're done. We changed light bulbs. We taped and painted the hallways. We totally redid the upstairs from the bathrooms to the painting to the light bulbs. We did outlet covers. Terry was in charge of the group that reorganized one of the rooms. The slides are coming up here shortly. We got some paint on the walls. We got lots of paint on legs and things like that, but we did get some paint on the walls. Everybody pitched in. We did the stairway downstairs too. We painted that. Lots of taping, lots of painting. That took, 3 or 4 days to get that painted. It took us all week to get the bathrooms done. And you can see Maddie and Hannah having some fun with the paint there. That's the stairway up to the upstairs. The offices and rooms are rented out to other organizations to help offset the cost of running the mission. Here's one of the larger room where all the things that were donated, looks like a lot of Christmas items possibly, needed to be reorganized to bring two rooms together into one. So Terry had a group that worked on building shelves and getting everything reorganized. So we are all doing this upstairs, trying to paint in the hallways, trying to reorganize the room, trying to bring toilets in and out. So it was quite busy in the upstairs there all week long. Here you can see some of the work with the moving around. Here's the after picture, much, much better as far as how everything was organized. The adjoining room, all those items were brought over and freed up that room to be painted and to be rented out. Steam cleaning the carpets, we did the basement and the sanctuary. All the carpets were cleaned, and the team did a great job. Whatever we asked them to do, whether it was taking out the garbage at the church where we stayed, helping clean up whatever, they represented our church well. So you should be very proud of how our senior high youth handled themselves and presented themselves. Dust in the sanctuary, that was part of it. We wiped down the walls, washed the windows. There on the right, we got a couple future OSHA inspectors standing on the chairs. But they let the short guy do the high work. I'm not sure I understand that, but maybe, I don't know. But here's a picture of Maddie and Lexi working on the windows in one of the offices there. We got Dylan on the weed eater. That was one of the jobs. She helped me clean up the vans, too, when we got done, helped sweep them out. Anchorage was just a cool... Oh, Hannah was wiped out. We wore her out. We had all the chairs out of the sanctuary there to steam clean the carpet. But one of the neat things that New Hope and Horizon on the Last Frontier does is a community garden open to anybody that comes to the mission and the neighbors. Raised beds. With 20 hours of sunshine, things were growing really well up there, maybe even better than here. It was with so much sunlight, it was just exploding. Everything was growing. But we helped with that. We watered the garden. We kept the big barrels full of water each day. That was part of our chores that we had too. We did a little bit of everything while we were up there. But yeah, just a neat idea of, hey, let's have a community garden for the homeless and the neighbors, and just a cool idea. The food pantry, that was the major effort on Tuesday. Tuesday from 9:30 to 1:30 is when it's open to the public. They here's some of the shelves and all the storage that they had. Every nook and cranny had something crammed into it, some kind of food that they could hand out to the needy in the Anchorage. One of the things they tried to do is have enough food on hand for about 30 days in any kind of emergency. If the truck stopped running, if the electricity went down, whatever, they had it was an emergency food supply center there at New Hope on the Last Frontier. Tuesday morning before the customers came in, our youth were helping stock all the refrigerators and freezers and the shelves with the canned goods and the bread items and all those kind of things. The actual food pantry wasn't very big. We had fresh cantaloupe, we had oranges, we had apples. So they could load up on those as well. It was whatever they could carry. They had to bring in their own backpack, their own suitcase, their own cardboard box. But then on each station, Pastor Stacy had it marked how many items they could take from each shelf. Here the bread boys are restocking the bread when it was getting a little bit low during the middle of the food pantry being open on Tuesday. Pastor Adam said about 7,000 people are served each year from that food pantry. All kinds of, there was Native Alaskans, it was open to the public. You only had to register upstairs before you came down to the food pantry. Anybody could be there. We escorted each person around, though, when they were ready to come in. Here we're getting ready to cook, while we are cooking, for the meal that we had after the Saturday afternoon service. Andrew and Noah and I had hamburger duty on the first Saturday night. Second Saturday night that we were there, the food was provided by a different church. Different churches in the area take turns providing the food. The food pantry was totally out of canned fruit. So from the offering we collected here and some of the NYI money, we spent $1,000 on canned fruit. So we took our group of 16 kids. We had 9 from here, and the other kids were from Lansdale and Limerick Cornerstone. We broke them into 4 teams of 4 and made it a contest. Closest team to $250 won a prize. The winning team was within 30 cents. So it was a good exercise in teamwork, in competition, and how to shop, grocery shop, in the right way. So we loaded up on the canned fruit. We had a good time. We kind of took Sam's by storm, but we had a good time. We borrowed the box truck from New Hope and Last Frontier to load all our, it's a U-Haul truck, to load all the canned fruit in and get it back to the food pantry. They think that'll last them about 5 months with handing out canned fruit on Tuesdays at the food pantry. So that was pretty cool that we were able to do that, provide that amount of canned fruit for the food pantry. It doesn't look like too much. That's a $250 cart right there. Doesn't look like a whole lot of canned fruit, but here the teamwork, once again, was really good. Whatever we asked the kids to do, they pitched in and said, okay. Sometimes like this, we didn't even ask them. They just started loading the canned fruit in the back of the truck. And so we had to get a group picture of everybody working together at Sam's loading up the canned fruit. Here we are unloading it now. There's a slide there on the left, just a plywood slide to slide all the supplies down into the pantry. And then we just handed it one box at a time from one person to another. And stacked it on a pallet there in the pantry area. That's what you get for $1,000. It's not much, but They felt like it was going to last them 5 months, so that was kind of neat to know that. On Friday, when we went down to the Seward for our dinner cruise on the ship, we stopped at the Wildlife Conservation Center. Elk, bear, muskox, all kinds of critters, porcupines, moose. Here we got a couple bears playing together in the water. I don't know whether they're brown or grizzly, but I wasn't going to get close to them. There was fences up to protect us, of course, but this guy only had one wing. He was there, and we got a pretty good picture of him. He was missing his left wing, so he was at the conservation center. Just a beautiful setting at the top of the bay, the one highway, Highway 1 down along the bay there. This is where the conservation center was. They reintroduced the wood bison into Alaska in 2015. These are wood bison. There's a fairly young one there on the right. Here are a couple of the oldest wildlife at the conservation center. In the foreground is what we call fireweed. It was everywhere. They even have an ice cream, that flavor. It's pretty mild flavor, kind of like raspberry. Here are some of the muskox with the beautiful mountains in the background. Sunday morning, the day after we got there, then we worshiped at Jewel Lake Church of the Nazarene, is where we stayed. Pastor MJ was there on the left, Pastor Adam was on the right. And like good Nazarenes, they had a potluck after the service. Lots of food to eat. It doesn't matter where you go in the world. If you are worshiping with other Nazarenes, they all like to eat. I don't know why that is that way, but that was good. The van we used for the week looks pretty similar to ours, so we were right at home for the transportation. It worked pretty good. The sun comes up at 4:30 in the morning, so by the time we ate breakfast at 8 o'clock, we needed sunglasses. It was very bright there in the corridor where at the church where we ate breakfast. We did devotions each day after breakfast on the attributes of a servant's heart. A little free time, didn't happen very often, a little downtime from working at New Hope on the Last Frontier before we had supper back at Jewel Lake Church. The Sunday we were there, we had worship, potluck, Portage Glacier. Now we're back for the afterglow with the teens Sunday night. We didn't stop much. We had a busy schedule. We played kickball with the teens, with the youth group from Jewel Lake, and also Frisbee, too. And then we played some games. At about 10:30, it's like, okay, it's time to go to bed, but the sun is still nice and bright, almost like, midday. The sun, that part really messed us up. It's like, it didn't really get dark. Pastor Adam, his daughter, Alana, and Alex were there, and then Lori, of course, is over there on the left. So their whole family was with us most of the time, whether we were working or playing or whatever we were doing. Really neat family. Adam was in choir with Shauna. Bill and Danielle Foss went to ENC with them, along with Janelle. Jacob and Jeremy were getting off the airplane. Now, we didn't see them, but they were getting off the airplane for the crossroads trip up there to the church camp when we were getting on the airplane to fly back. So that was kind of interesting. Here we are playing some more games at the afterglow, and you wouldn't know it's 10 o'clock at night. It's like the sun is still pretty bright, pretty high in the sky, but a really good time. And I think we're coming up on the Bible school pictures. There we go. And Terry's going to talk a little bit now, so you don't have to listen to me.
We helped with Bible school 3 nights, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I guess last year they had a really small Bible school. There were only a few children. The first night we had 8, I think second night 12, and the third night 25. So we started in the sanctuary with songs and a Bible story, and then they would go outside where they had games, and they would go to different stations to play the games. And after they played the games, they would have what they called a passport, which had questions in about the Bible story. So the teens would help with the games, and then they would help the children fill out their passport for answers for the questions for the Bible story. And then when they were done with their games, they would go inside and get their snacks. The teens volunteered to help. We had them either help Tuesday or Thursday, and then some of them volunteered to help Wednesday also. So here they're helping the children fill out their passports. The children really seemed to enjoy the games. They were very simple games, but they really seemed to have a good time, enjoyed the snacks. There was quite a difference of, there were some native Alaskans, but there were all kinds of children there that weren't native Alaskans. Here we are inside having our snacks. Some of the children were just children in the neighborhood that just came. A lot, even when we're outside playing games and we weren't having Bible school, they would just show up and come. And I was just surprised at the number of children that were just out, especially at night at like 9 or 10 o'clock, and they were still out. Then on the last night, Pastor MJ, well, here they're roasting hot dogs over the grill to make s'mores.
Marshmallows.
Marshmallows. The last night, then Pastor MJ talked about the salvation story with them and prayed with them.
There are a lot of lakes in Anchorage, and most of them are city parks. This one's a couple hundred yards long. You could put your canoe or kayak on there, and it's long enough you could do a lot of paddling. But the parks are open from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. So Wednesday night we had our teen group, the youth group, meet there, and we played volleyball. And then as we were finishing our devotion, all the Bible school people decided to sneak up on us and get us with a silly string that was left over from Bible school. So that's what all that silly string is there. And Josh was giving Pastor Adam a new hairdo there since he didn't have any hair. But so we had a lot of fun. It really was a neat time. Lots of seeds were planted of what God would want to do in our lives. On Friday, here's some pictures from our trip down to Seward. It's about 120 miles away. The otter right there was in the water beside us as we were getting on the boat. It was pretty windy. Here the girls and the guys are experimenting with new hairdos from all the wind. I even got something going on there, but so you know it was windy. But we saw lots of wildlife on the cruise. We went for about an hour, then we got off and ate supper, and then about another hour on the way back. But the mountains are just awesome. They're all different. They're all rugged. They're all, I don't know. God has such a variety of creation. It was amazing. Some had snow. Some didn't have snow. Some were really sheer. Some weren't quite so steep. Just beautiful. I think this one, it's hard to see, but there's an eagle behind that rock there. There's a better slide of some of the eagles that we saw. But we got to see some seals and sea lions and just... these slides don't do it justice at all. When you're there in person, you're just, like I said, I was kind of had my mouth open the whole time, just going, wow. Here's some of the seals. They're just kind of laying around. They're not too active, but they did get us close enough to get to see the seals. And then sea lions, then after supper on the way back, they were just kind of laying around too. But they said they get to be pretty big, pretty heavy. And then we saw eagles multiple times, perched, flying. They weren't that plentiful, but they were pretty normal. Puffins, strange-looking birds. We saw puffins, lots of those on our cruise, and then lots of seagulls, just teeming with life in that part of down there by Seward. As we were waiting to get on the boat, they were unloading a halibut that weighed 132 pounds out of a wheelbarrow onto the fillet table. I can't imagine catching a 132-pound halibut. And I asked the guy, I said, is that some kind of record? He said, oh, no, the record's like 500 pounds. So if you're an outdoorsman, this is a paradise. This is a Garden of Eden. That part of Anchorage was, or that part of Alaska was just beautiful. And we were only in just a little tiny part of it. We saw some T-shirts at the Saturday morning open fair there in Anchorage, downtown Anchorage, that said, it had a picture of Alaska, and then in the middle there was an outline of Texas. And the T-shirt said, well, meet my little buddy. Alaska is more than two times bigger than Texas. I can't imagine how big that is. But the city of Anchorage, you have the airport in the middle of the city. You have the terminal, and right beside it you have a water runway a water airport for all the float planes. And they were buzzing around all day, all night long. You hear them flying over the church where we were staying. I could live there pretty easy. It was just, and then you, guys would walk around with their handguns on their belt. That was normal. That was all normal. No income tax, no sales tax, and the state pays you to live there. So that was pretty tough. But lots of work, lots of service. We're going to have a couple of our teens talk now. But just a really neat trip. I am so grateful of your financial support and your prayer support. Things went well. Things went smooth. I know there was prayer covering going on because things went so well. So thank you very, very much for your support for our trip. Just one more note before I ask the teens to talk. Pastor Adam and Russ and Aaron, the leaders of our group, went on a missions trip 20 years ago to L.A. And here they are serving all over the place. So I'm excited to see if I'm still around 20 years from now where our teens are going to be serving after a trip like that. And Pastor mentioned in the first service that his vision is that every teen has an opportunity to go on a missions trip like that. It really was a cool trip. It really was a neat trip. And there's lots of seeds planted that God will water and come to fruit later on in their lives.
Morning, everyone. My name's Lexi. I went on the trip. Well, of course I did because I'm wearing the shirt. But the trip was just spectacular in every way possible. The mountains, the glaciers. The glaciers were pretty cool, pardon the pun, but they were just amazing, and you could probably just gaze at them 24 hours a day and just think, wow, this is amazing. So something extraordinary happened to me during the missions trip. A couple of days before the missions trip happened, I was doing my daily devotions about my life, and the devotion was about God's will in your life. Well, it felt like one of those cartoon things where a light bulb goes over your head and it's flashing. And it really felt like God was knocking on my head and going, my daughter, this is what I want you to do. And for a minute, I'm thinking, okay, Lord, you're crazy. I would probably never do that. But when I went to Alaska and helped these people, quite honestly, I did not want to come home. The weather was just amazing up there. It was perfect shorts, t-shirt, and a sweatshirt weather. It wasn't hot, but apparently to Alaskans up there, 75 degrees weather is hot up there. And I'm like, come down here for 94 degrees weather. That's hot. But during the missions trip, I was helping people in the pantry that I had no idea who they were. I had no idea where they were from, anything about them. But as the trip went by, it felt like God was saying, my daughter, I want you to become a missionary when you grow up. So basically what I'm saying is that it feels like that God is leading me to be a missionary. Now, where would that be? I don't know. It may involve children's ministries downstairs or at other places, teens ministry, any types of ministry. So with these curves and roads, I pray that God will always be there with me, and I know that he won't ever leave me or forsake me because he created each and every one of us for a purpose. And I think I found my purpose in life. So that was one of the good things about the trip. So thank you.
So the trip overall was absolutely incredible, as everyone has stated, and I've never experienced anything like it before. But I'd say the thing that impacted me the most was Saturdays when we helped out with the homeless shelter. We got we got to Alaska, and we were all completely dead that first Saturday, and all we wanted to do was go back to the church and just sleep. But we had to put a smile on our face and, like, go through it and help out with the service and then the fellowship afterwards. And so they told us, if you don't feel comfortable, it's okay. But they wanted us to go and sit with some of the Native Alaskans and talk with them and see what their life is like. And I noticed, I went through the line and I got my food and I looked around, and most of our group was sort of, they were like in clumps around and stuff. And I was like, okay, no. And went and sat by myself with a bunch of the homeless people. And I started talking to them, like asking them if they came a lot and just sort of like basic introductory questions. And the one guy, he opened up right away, and he was having a great time just talking, and he had all these like hopes and dreams for his life and everything that he wants to be able to accomplish and do, which I thought was really great that he had like so much ambition. And then there was a girl across from me, and she didn't really say a whole lot. I asked her a few questions, and it was just one-word answers and stuff. But then I noticed that she had her nails painted, and I was like, oh, hey, I like your nails. And she suddenly, like, she got this huge smile on her face, and she got super excited that I complimented her nail polish. And so she told me a little bit about it, like her friend did it or something for her. And so then I asked her if she came often to the program that they have. She was like, no, I only came tonight because I hadn't eaten in a few days because I didn't have anything. I had no access to food. And I just sort of sat there, like, I just stopped and was like, wow, this lady, I'm like so blessed, and I take everything like for granted in a way. And she's here coming to this program because she hasn't eaten and she hasn't had a hot meal for a few days. And I just found that absolutely incredible, that how blessed I am and that I was able to minister, and what the New Hope was able to do for these people. Because, I mean, I knew that there was starvation and everything, but I never actually met someone who had to go through that. So it was just a really shocking and, like, eye-opening experience for me to meet this lady.
Oh, yeah, so when we were in Alaska, it was me, Tom, Josh, and Rush. You know, we had the job of taking on redoing all the bathrooms there. So we had a few problems along the way. You know, we, what was the first one, Tom?
First problem we had?
All the valves were, like, stuck open, so, like, we couldn't really take apart all the vanity in that. So, but then we all got that all figured out. But then when we went to Home Depot to get our stuff, we waited 3 hours at Home Depot to get, what was it, two vanities at Home Depot. But, you know, we had fun time. Russ had a bunch of Tom and Russ, you know, bad jokes the whole time. But, yeah, everybody's, like, really nice up there. I didn't help with the food pantry, but, you know, everybody seemed really nice, and it was nice to help out the community up there. So.
The thing that I'm always going to remember, the day we did the soup kitchen, we had just cleaned up, and we had a little bit of leftover food, hamburgers, and we had just put them in the refrigerator. And a young man came in, and the look of desperation on his face, because he was hungry. So we were able to take some of those hamburgers out of the refrigerator and give them to him, put them in buns and put, you know, lettuce and condiments on them, and give them to him. But just the look of desperation on his face because he was so hungry. And then helping with the food pantry, we got to talk to the people that we'd take through and just their different stories that they had. The one young man, his name was Tristan, and he lived in a tent. He had one little burner that he could cook food on, so he was careful on what he would take because he couldn't cook everything that was there. But just seeing those young men like that, having three sons of my own, just really touched my heart. When we went, Before we served, before we had the church service, when we got there, Adam told us that there would be people who are addicted to alcohol, drugs. There would be people with mental health issues, and that we should sit with them and talk with them. And some of them just really needed someone to talk to. They just really seemed to respond to just our showing them that we cared about them. So those things are just things I will never forget. And I'm just very proud of the teens and all the work they did. Everything we asked them to do, they did it. When we worked hard a lot, and we did get to do some fun things, sightseeing, and that was awesome too, but they were just awesome, the work that they did. I'm just very proud of them.
The one thing I forgot to tell you is there's moose in Anchorage. Beside the Lowe's, yeah, I spent a lot of time at Home Depot. I think I made 7 trips to Home Depot for plumbing fittings. But beside the Lowe's, there's a moose crossing sign. And we did see a moose in Anchorage. Now, they don't have them downtown, but down close to the church where we were staying, there was a moose right along the road. But, yeah, interesting time, interesting town Anchorage was. Desperation of the homeless. We got to see that up close and personal like, and hopefully we were there to help, and we did help them a little bit, but definitely memories that will last us a lifetime for the trip that we had up there. So thank you very much once again for all your support. Thank you.
So appreciate your report today, teens and Tom and Terry. Thank you. You're a example to us, and just pray that God will use this trip in your lives and leading you, and there'll be places all along the way that you're going to remember something about that trip, and pray it will encourage your faith. Thank you for going, and thank you for supporting. I just want to say thank you to our church family who gives opportunity for people to go on all kinds of different missions trip, our teens and other places. And missions is not always about Alaska. It's also about across the street and people in our lives. And we can be missionaries wherever we are. And we're so grateful for this trip and your ability. Would you give this group a hand one more time today? Thank you for being here this morning. Hope you have a great day. God bless.